Why don't we do recruiting here on Sports Talk? Okay, recruiting is brought to you by our good friends over at Seawells. And if you've got a very special event coming up, you know, Josh, one day you're going to get married and you're going to need somebody to cater your wedding reception. I suggest you go ahead right now, Josh, and call Seawells and get that date down on the calendar.
What's the number?
That number is 803-771-7385. And they're already booking into the 2030s, okay? So don't worry about
it. And Gamecock Larry's birthday party is actually on the list.
That's right.
It's on the docket for them.
In the 2030s. But they are the very best in the catering business. They handle all the work, the setup, the preparation, the delivery, the cleanup. All you got to do is make that call, 803-771-7385, and online at SeawellsCateringSC.com. Tomorrow, another big day for the daily luncheon buffet. What we got?
Two things. First off, Friday, by the way, another Roast Beef Friday. I'm wondering if Seawells has gotten such great response thanks to this program for Roast Beef Friday, they're afraid to change the menu now. And they just have labeled that a national holiday now.
I think they...
Roast Beef Fridays at Seawells.
They know where their... How can I word this? They know where their meats are, yeah.
No, tomorrow is chicken pot pie, fried flounder, and meatloaf.
Fried flounder. Flounder fresh out of the congeree.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's an unusual flounder. It's good. It's got three eyes.
Four eyes.
Four eyes. Two tails. But they cook it up just right for you. Okay,
tastes
and a
delicious.
Roast Beef Friday. Roast Beef Friday.
Roast Beef Friday, yes.
All that at Seawells for $14.50. You can't beat it. 11 to 2. Hey, if you don't go, that's on you. Okay, don't blame us. We're telling you to go. If you don't go, that's on you. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm a dummy. All right, USC got a commitment this afternoon. 2026 linebacker Rodney Colton. 6'2", 220 out of Noonan, Georgia. He was offered Saturday while in Columbia for the spring game. That is the second 2026 commitment for the Gamecock class. Tight end Hayden Bradley, 6'5", 320, out of Buford, Georgia, made his first visit to South Carolina for the spring game. Been meaning to get there. Been recruited hard by the Gamecocks, and he was happy that he got in for the visit. He's going to commit on Saturday at 2 o'clock somewhere. So it was important to him to see the Gamecocks in action. And today, he named the Gamecocks among his final five, along with Penn State, Michigan, Florida, and Ole Miss. He said he had a great time on the visit. And he said they offered him pretty early in his recruitment. They were happy to have him in for the weekend. That was his last visit of the spring. Loved the spring game, the fan base. It was electric. And he's built a strong relationship with Sean Elliott, who's been recruiting him since he came on as a tight ends coach. And he has also been talking a lot to Shane Beamer, who he says calls him about twice a week, and they text regularly. And he says nothing but great things between himself and Beamer. Last season, Bradley caught 12 passes, 5 going for touchdowns. He's a hybrid tight end, so he can line up inside and block, but he can also get down the field, catch passes, and he's impressed with the Gamecocks offense and how they use their tight ends. He watched that very closely. He had 37 offers on the table. Some of the others were Florida, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Michigan, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Penn State, and Miami. Offensive tackle, make that defensive tackle. Defensive tackle, Christian Garrett, has set July 20th for his commitment, and he will take officials to Clemson May 31st, and then in June, Georgia, Georgia Tech, and Tennessee. Per J.C. Sherbert of the Big Spur, Florida State transfer receiver Vandrevious Jacobs plans to visit USC on Monday. Arkansas is also in the mix. He played in 5 games as a freshman last season, had 3 catches, 60 yards. Clemson and USC target 2026 offensive tackle Leo Delaney of Charlotte was offered by Auburn. And in basketball, Coastal Carolina signed 6'4 Josh Mio of Mineral Area College, where their nickname is the Digs, the Backhoes. Where is Mineral Area College?
I had never heard of that school until this afternoon.
Mineral Area College. Josh Mio. Well, get used to that because you're going to be talking about it.
Yes, exactly. It's in Park Hills, Missouri.
Mm. So when Mio hits a three and you're on the call.
3-0.
Oh, I like it. You've already got it figured out.
Well, it just came to me. You know, maybe so. And they appear to be the Cardinals, just judging by their logo.
A 3-0 for Mio.
A 3-0 from Mio.
One other recruiting note. Defensive end Isaiah Gibson out of Warner Robins, Georgia, who surprised everybody when he committed to Southern Cal back in March. Nobody thinks that's going to stick because he's continued to talk to other schools and make other plans. So he has set some other official visits. He's going to Georgia May 31st. Then he's going to visit South Carolina June 7th. Then Auburn June 10th, Florida June 14th, and Oklahoma June 21st, and also a trip to Ohio State. So he's really sold on Southern Cal.
And one other, it doesn't really affect us. It will to the Gamecocks on down the road, but Virginia Tech transfer guard Sean Padula has evidently committed to Ole Miss, according to On3 Sports. You'll remember him, Clemson fans will, not fondly. Remember, he had that career-high 32 points when they beat Clemson 87-72 back in Blacksburg, back in early January. Kid shot the lights out of the ball that night. I had never heard of him and then couldn't stop thinking about him after watching that game because he was terrific, and he's going to go play for Ole Miss, it looks like.
All right, another good one coming into the SEC. Okay, there you go with recruiting tonight. And recruiting is brought to you by our good friends over at Sewells.